Hochul, speaking at the annual meeting of the state's business council on Lake George, says she'll intensify efforts to empower the regional economic development councils. They were begun by her predecessor, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. He resigned in August over a sexual harassment scandal. But Hochul told the business leaders that she's open to altering the program.
I don't feel constrained that that's the model that we have to stay with. I'm willing to hear from the members, all of you, many of you who've been members of these councils. Should we be doing something differently? You know, I don't want to dictate from Albany.
Later, speaking to reporters, the governor said she wanted to intensify the focus on reviving downtown areas and struggling cities. Hochul touched on her plans to increase the amount of a planned 2022 Environmental Bond Act to $4 billion. She says fighting climate change benefits businesses. And she vowed to use part of a projected state budget surplus to provide more funding for child care so that more women can re-enter the workforce as the pandemic wanes. But she assured them that she does not plan to go on a wild spending spree. Hochul also stood firm in defending a Monday COVID-19 vaccination mandate for the state's healthcare workers as the requirement faces new legal challenges. Former State Attorney General Dennis Vacco, who is now in private practice in Buffalo, has filed a lawsuit on behalf of 10 security workers at state-run hospitals. They say the mandate goes against their constitutional rights. Vacco, who was also at the gathering, says his clients want the option of regular testing instead. He says that alternative is available to the state's teachers.
There's a mandate for teachers in the state schools that they get vaccinated, but their alternative is not termination if they don't get vaccinated. Their alternative is regular testing. But in this instance, the healthcare workers are being treated in a disparate fashion without rationality, in my estimation, than the teachers, because their choice is vaccination or termination.
Hochul says she'll be announcing more steps before the end of the day on Monday to help ease any staffing shortages at hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare facilities associated with the vaccination mandate.
I'm still working on the legality of what I will need to do. It is still my hope that as the hours tick down, that more people realize they have a responsibility to protect their patients and to protect their fellow workers. So we're hoping that the numbers of people vaccinated will go up in the next few days, but we are very aggressively putting together a comprehensive strategy to address this. People have until the end of the day, Monday, to be vaccinated, and we're going to check and see what the situation is by then. But we have also been in touch with many of the healthcare organizations and let them know that we're not going to leave them hanging. We're going to do the best we can to ameliorate this situation.
84% of healthcare workers have already received a vaccine. In Bolton Landing, I'm Karen DeWitt.